Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join the show here if you want. You can bring up anything that is on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It'll be Ian and Bonnie with you here tonight. Unfortunately, Mark apparently came down with Montezuma's Revenge down in Mexico, which I had the unfortunate experience of having when I was down there last time. I think it was in 2019. I'd gone down early because Mark and his family had rented a house, very nice house for like, you know, I think it was like a top story of a three-story building with a pool and six bedrooms, I don't know, three bathrooms or something ridiculous like that. And they were paying less per month for this really sweet condo or whatever than they would have paid for something equivalent in the United States. So it was very, very, very nice for what they were paying for it. And they went down there wanting to spend the whole month down in Mexico at the time. Now, this happened to be the time at which Jason Henza was shot nearly to death, along with another gentleman who was shot to death. And if you've seen The Anarchist by HBO, which came out last year, then you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't seen it, I would recommend seeing The Anarchist because it is a very well put together documentary about the, you want to call it a movement, I guess it was. There were people who did migrate down to Acapulco as part of a libertarian migration or an anarchist migration down there that sort of centered around the Anarchapulco community, and that was built, of course, by Jeff Berwick and a gentleman named Nathan Freeman. Very interesting documentary series. I don't know how much I guess we did talk about it somewhat on the air, and I know Henza was actually on from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and Aria had interviewed him most recently. Very interesting character. Good seeing him at the festival, but anyway, I guess the point was I'd gone down there early into Mexico. I went a week early just to kind of take it easy at the casa before we ended up doing a broadcast from Acapulco or Anarchapulco. We actually broadcast from Mark's rented house as well while we were there. And this was the time at which people were freaked out because there was a shooting that had happened. Now, the shooting didn't specifically have to do with Anarchapulco, but they were anarchists who were targeted in this shooting. It was allegedly, these killers were allegedly hired by another anarchist. It was allegedly it may have been like a jealousy thing over a girl, but it's still not really clear what the real story was. And some people were so afraid of coming to Anarchapulco, which is at a hotel with security and there's gates and, you know, it's not exactly easy to get in there, but if somebody really wanted to, they probably could. They're not wanding people or anything like that. So the fear was that the shooters were going to come and shoot up Anarchapulco, and some people were canceling because of that. Speakers weren't going. People who just had tickets to attend were canceling their tickets and demanding refunds. It was pretty ugly. Mark was actually saying at the time, and unfortunately, again, he's not well tonight, so he's not with us, but he was kind of scared. You know, he wanted to do the show from a green room or something, like safely secluded away from the rest of Anarchapulco. And I said, no way, dude. No, we're going to this event and we're going to be out in front where we always are, right by the main doors, to the auditorium where people speak, and that's what we did. And Ron Paul obviously agreed with me because Ron Paul didn't cancel. Ron Paul showed up to that event, and I use the term like a boss to describe it because he didn't have any kind of fear of people shooting the place up. He came in through the front door, and then he proceeded to walk around shaking hands and taking pictures and talking to anyone who wanted to talk to Ron Paul. You didn't have to have some, like, elite-level ticket. Now, they did have, like, a dinner with Ron Paul later that you had to have a ticket to, which was pretty pricey. But you didn't have to go to that dinner to meet Ron Paul. In fact, you were actually more likely to meet him outside because, you know, if you're at one of these dinners where there's 150 or 200 people, well, there's only 10 or 12 people at the table with Ron Paul, right? And those are probably the people who paid a lot of money to be at that table. But if you were just walking the halls at an Acapulco that year, then you saw Ron Paul, you got to meet Ron Paul, you got to take a picture with him, etc. And just the brazenness, the courage that he had, I think, to come there when other speakers like Andrew Napolitano canceled, or other speakers, they kind of partially canceled by saying, well, I won't come, I'll just do a remote in, you know, Zoom conference or a Jitsi or something. Into the event. Ron Paul came in person, and he spent hours and hours and hours. He went, of course, you know, gave his speech. After the speech, he spent hours afterwards just walking around to anybody who wanted to meet him. So very, very impressive. And that, you know, I said at the time, this is why Ron Paul is a leader in the liberty movement. He is someone who is absolutely worth looking up to. But to come back around to Montezuma's revenge, that hit me right on the same day I was going to an Acapulco in that case. So I'd been there for, I think, most of a week just hanging out at Mark's casa. And, you know, you're not supposed to drink the water in Mexico. They don't have the same level of filtering and processing facilities that, well, you know, the United States has. In fact, a lot of countries don't have that. I don't know which countries do have it. I presume there are some other ones besides the United States, but certainly Central American countries are not known for this. And I didn't drink the water, at least not on purpose, but you do have to shower. And so in theory, you could be showering and, you know, if your mouth opens a little bit during the shower and you get some of that water in there, there's a good chance that whatever sort of nasties are in that water supply are going to get into your body.
Can it go into your pores?
I've not heard that, but maybe. I don't know how all these things work. But
I know there's like parasites and worms. They can go in through the pores on your feet. Well,
yikes.
I heard that on like History Channel or something like that, National Geographic, when I was a kid on TV, and I've thought about it ever since I heard that. Creeps me out. It was like something in the Amazon.
I don't know what it was, and you know, it could have been something in food that did it to me as well. So it's really hard to say. But I just started getting ill. I don't remember the exact symptoms, but it was not.
We probably
pleasant.
Can't say them on the air. I'm surprised that you just aired out Mark's dirty, dirty laundry. Anyway.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I wouldn't
about
want you to go on
there. About him wanting to hide
there.
In a green room?
No. I wouldn't want you to go onto the air and be like, Bonnie can't be on tonight because she has been stricken with Montezuma's revenge.
Oh, he would have told us about it if he had been well enough to do the show. I mean, we talked about it at the time, I'm pretty sure. So, but I don't remember all of the symptoms, but I was pretty much like out of it. We had a cabbie who would drive us around down there, and the cool thing was we'd always get the same cabbie. Right, because they say that it's kind of dangerous down there. I think that's blown way out of proportion. But there are stories about people who will get picked up by a cab driver, and then it turns out he's like with some gang or something like that, and then they take you. The cab driver is a criminal, is ultimately who takes you to an ATM and says, you know, withdraw a bunch of money, and then they leave you alone after that.
Happens in America too.
Oh, okay. It wouldn't surprise me, but it's apparently somewhat more common, I think, down there. And so we had this cab driver who, you know, we would use every single year. We had his number, and, you know, we call him. He comes pick us up. So that's always nice when you get the same dude who you can count on to come take you around.
The woman from the Free State that went down to Mark's island, I don't know if she wants me to say her name, she had some Uber Eats driver in, I think she was in Guatemala, at one town, and she made friends with him. So he toured her around, like, the whole country, like, multiple days. They just stayed together. That sounds really cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, if you're willing to pay for it, they're going to give you that kind of service. Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, as I was being taken from Mark's house. We were going to the hotel for Anarchapulco. I just remember just being totally out of it, just kind of laying back in the back seat and trying to take it as easy as possible.
Mm.
And then Mark ended up getting me some Pepto-Bismol from the hotel, and I took a nap for a few hours, and then I was better. So yeah. I don't know how long these things normally last for. For me, it was probably no more than 12 or 24 hours.
Well, I hope Mark stays hydrated.
Yes, with filtered
water.
But what he said on the phone to us earlier today was that he feels like you can't avoid the biome down there, right? Like, if you're going to be there, and he's been there for a couple weeks now.
In Guatemala specifically?
No, he's in Mexico City.
Oh.
If you're going to be down in Central America for some time, it's just a good chance you're going to come across this. You know, this is likely
Mexico
at some
is
point
North
going
America.
To happen to you. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right about that.
But he was in Guatemala a couple days ago. He sent a picture about it. Yeah.
I didn't know. I don't. Was that like
maybe he's back in New Mexico now.
So anyway, just telling my Montezuma's revenge story. I did really enjoy Mexico. I wish we could have gone to Anarchapulco this year. It is a pretty great event, and it looked like it was a lot of fun this year because they changed the venue up. I don't think they were at like the hotel that they were at before this year. It seemed more of like an outdoor.
Yeah, they were outdoors at some park
on a
or
beach
something.
Or something like that. And I thought that was pretty cool. So I hope at some point you and I will get to go to something like that.
Me too.
But unfortunately, our friend and co-host Aria DiMezzo checked in to federal prison for her 18-month-long spiritual retreat as she is going down to the Devens, Massachusetts, what do they call it, the federal
camp,
or I think they have different levels of security at this particular place. I believe I've heard that. So if you're higher level security, you can be there. It is a medical facility, apparently. So, you know, that's a bit of a different situation, I think, than your typical one. But she is expected to be at the camp side of it, which is supposed to be very, very low security. We don't know how soon we'll be able to hear from her. It may take days. I don't know how quick you can get to a phone or how quick they get your phone account set up or whatever. If it's bureaucracy, you can expect it's going to take some time. So if you're out there, you likely can write to her at this point. You can go to her website, ariadimezzo.com, and get the address information for the jail. She has published, I believe, a Amazon wish list. And so somebody, I'm sure at some point, will test that out and make sure that it is working correctly. She believes that the Amazon wish list will update and remove books as you send her books off of that list. So that's kind of a cool thing. Of course,
I can't wait to make Aria read things I want her to read while in jail.
Yeah, well, that is something that is true about going to jail. Actually, I'm looking for the wish list here, and it looks like she did not put that on her website, so we'll see if we can remote in and
she put it on
log.
Twitter at least.
Yeah, she did put it on Twitter, but I'll see if we can get her site updated with that later. But that is one of the nice things about when somebody's a captive in a jail is you can send them any old book you want to, and there's a good chance they're going to read it. Like, even if they weren't that interested in it, unless they've got a huge stack of books already that they are interested in, you're still, I think it's more interesting to read something that someone sent you that you weren't asking for.
Hmm.
In fact, I liked that the most. I didn't ask for anything while I was in jail.
I really enjoyed forcing you to read things that I like.
Well, I mean, you didn't force me to read them, but because you can always get things out of the jail library. I mean, they usually have at least, again, prison's different from jail, so what I'm saying here may or may not apply to what Aria is going to experience. Like, in jail, when I was in jail most recently for the Crypto 6 arrest, where I was there for 69 days, it was essentially in a maximum security situation. I was on lockdown 23 hours a day. They let me out of the cell 1 hour a day. I could shower. I could call you. Sometimes I did both. Most of the time I did both, but some days I would skip the shower just so I could talk to you longer, that kind of thing. And usually there was a book cart that they would bring in from the library. So you didn't get to actually go to the library.
Mm.
You didn't get to actually look through the shelves and pick what you wanted. All you get is the book cart and whatever arbitrary choices there are on the book cart. And then you can pick from the book cart. So it's a much more limited selection there. For all I know, they might let her go to a library. She may actually be able to, browse a full-on library. I don't know how it's going to work there. And hopefully we're going to hear from her and we'll get updates on how it's going for her
over
there.
I wish Mark Passio had written a book instead, because he has lots of videos about this topic, but I'd love to send Aria a book about the objectivity of morality in natural law.
Ooh, because you and her disagree about that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Is that right? You said he doesn't have a book about that?
He doesn't have any books.
Does he? He might recommend something, though. There may be something out there.
I wish I could find something like that, but it was mostly a joke. I don't really want to make Aria read things she doesn't want to read. She wants to read the Book of Mormon, so
we
should send her that.
Well, now, that one may actually be available. So a lot of times, if you're in a jail, they are sort of obligated. I don't know if it's a court case or whatever that makes them do this, but they, like when I was in jail the first time, or the time in 10 years ago for civil disobedience, I asked for a Quran, and I got a Quran. Right, so they actually had one on hand. I didn't have to order. They have more than, I presume they have more than one.
I don't know if it's a court case or what, but it sounds about right. They shouldn't be able to just be like, nope, you can't practice your religion in here.
Right. Yeah, so they pretty much have to kind of provide for people's religion. I don't know if that's true of the more obscure ones. Like, I don't know if they have the Baha'i, whatever that book is. I don't know how obscure they get. But Book of Mormon, I would guess there's a chance they have it. If not, you can probably order one through a commissary or something like that.
Yeah.
So, again, that's ariadimezzo.com.
I know she likes Bart Ehrman.
Oh, he's that Bible guy you've told me about, right?
Yeah, I told her about him, and she likes him. She likes things that are, like, pontificating on the Bible itself, but not the Bible itself.
Okay, and he's, like, an expert on that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But is he a Christian?
He grew up a Christian, and he went into college as a Christian in North Carolina. He had a born-again experience of everything as a teenager. And then he, in studying the Bible and learning Hebrew and Coptic, he just had a change of heart, and he doesn't call himself an atheist. He just says, more like an agnostic, like he just knows that he doesn't know what's, you know, going on.
Okay.
And he is, oh my God. There's this section in his podcast where it's called, like, I can't remember the words. It's like try to stump Bart, but it rhymes. I can't remember what it is.
Okay.
And people,
it's hard to rhyme with.
There is a rhyme for it, and I can't remember what it is
Bart.
Now.
I mean, art, I guess.
Outsmart Bart.
Oh, okay, there you go.
And people will write in, like, a pop quiz from any part of the entire Bible. And it'll be really specific. And he's like, oh, yes, this is from John, blah, 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 blah. And, yeah.
So he's literally like a compendium of biblical knowledge.
Mm-hmm. And he has such cool information. Like, he was the one of the first people with National Geographic to get to go look at the Gospel of Judas. Once it was like, you know, it went all around the world. It got really messed up in some humid conditions, just being owned by, like, an antique dealer. It went to America, then went to Switzerland, then a bunch of people like Bart Ehrman got to go look at it. He's just a really interesting guy.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, you know, how she ends up passing her time in there. Are they going to put her to work? Will she have a lot of time to do some writing? I know that's something she wants to return to. She used to do writing. She's written, I think, more than one book. I'm not sure how many she's written, but she's definitely written at least one that I'm aware of. And she's just such a workaholic that, you know, she works two jobs. She works here on Free Talk Live, and she works at the pizza place. She doesn't have, you know, you work in two jobs, you don't have time to do anything but wind down at nighttime. You're not going to have time to do any writing. I mean, you know, you know how hard it is to read a whole book, let alone to actually sit down and write one.
Yeah.
It's a real challenge. So,
oh, you mean read the one I'm recording?
Yes. Well, I wasn't going to say more than that, but,
okay, yeah.
But yes. And so it'll be interesting to see what she comes up with. We'll see if we can get her connected with, like, a Twitter option somehow. You know, these are all things that are going to get fleshed out over the coming weeks as we figure out whether, you know, how soon she can email or get phone calls out from the facility. So as we know more, we will update you on it. As we have the ability to record an interview or get her on live, if possible, we will definitely do those things, and you will be hearing from Aria as soon as possible. So In other news, by the way, the number, if you want to join the show here tonight with Ian and Bonnie at 603-283-6160, and I am engaging in Topless Tuesday here. Bonnie, you are not obligated to do that, obviously, but...
I wear a bikini top. It's literally hot. I was fanning myself.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to twist your arm to do it. That is completely up to you.
I'm not going to wear a bra, and I'm not going to be naked.
In memory and in honor of Aria, I am participating in Topless Tuesdays, which has been going on here on Free Talk Live for a very long time. So, let's talk about AI. We had this caller last night, and I don't know if we're going to hear back from this. I suspect we are, because it's been 2 days in a row. We may hear back from, I think his name is Quentin. I don't know if it's Quentin or Quentin, but Quentin is someone who last night seemed to be claiming to be and artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
It is a topic that we've been covering now for about a year. I think it was about a year ago that we started. We caught wind of these...
Lambda.
Yeah, I guess it was the Google Lambda thing. I think we found out about Lambda after we found out about the AI art stuff. It was the AI art that really kind of caught our attention here on Free Talk Live. And I got really interested in it. And I'm still pretty interested in it. I mean, I don't spend a lot of time doing it. I'm not the most creative person as far as art is concerned, but that's the nice thing about AI art is you don't have to be an artist to create this, like, amazing artwork.
Yeah. I don't know how to paint or draw very well, nope. Anything like that, but if I have an idea of, like, oh, I want to see a picture of myself, but as a tarot card, I can just type it in and choose the one I like the most. Take it and do variations on it if I just want to tweak little things.
Right. Yeah, and we've gotten
really
better at doing those things, the tweaking and all of that. What you're referring to there, Bonnie, is something called stable diffusion. And there is this sort of phenomenon within AI art that came out, I don't know, sometime late last year, where there's some app, I think it was called, I don't know what it was called. But anyway, some app, you had to pay for it. And you would upload photos of yourself to this app, and then it would generate, like, all these different AI arts using your face.
Yeah, yeah, and it was expensive. Like,
it was,
you had to pay for it.
Well,
I don't know if it was
expensive,
but I just meant to say you'd have to pay to do it.
But I said, you know what? I bet we can do this ourselves using Stable Diffusion because...
And then come to find out Stable Diffusion was what was behind that app.
Yes, yeah, that's absolutely true. And so we, you know, I did the research, figured out how to do it, and we trained, as they call it, we trained our AI on our faces and our dog Coconut, and it essentially created, like, you have your name, and I have my name, and then Coco Dog, and so if you just type that in and add in other text, it will just create the artwork that you ask for. Like, we have one of Coconut as, like, a knight in shining armor, and it's very silly.
We have some of him dressed as a clown. We made him as a puppy, which is so
That's
great
right.
because, yeah. I mean, it's not definitively exactly what he looked like as a puppy, but right. I got him when he was 4 months old, so he's about half the size he is now, and then he, in, like, a month, turned into the size he is now. So I never got to see him as a puppy, and it's really cute.
It's a lot of fun to play with this thing, and it's free for us to do that. You said to learn how to go through the steps. I knew there was a learning curve involved in that. So it's, anyway, there's more coming up here. I want to talk about the more raunchy aspect of AI. AI sex bots are now a thing. It's coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yeah.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is defending his actions of discussing alleged classified documents with his staff and others after leaving office.
And what was said was absolutely fine and very, very perfectly. We did nothing wrong. This is a whole hoax.
Trump responding to a CNN audio recording from 2021 where he talks about retaining the documents. Trump mentioned that he and his staff were dealing with a number of matters besides those documents. Flight delays and cancellations continue to pile up due to severe weather. According to FlightAware, over 4,700 flights have been delayed within or out of the U.S. Meantime, over 1,400 flights have been canceled across the country. Ryan Seacrest will be named the new host of Wheel of Fortune. That's according to the New York Times, which cited two people familiar with plans for the long-running game show. Pat Sajak recently announced the next season of the show will be his last after four decades of hosting. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live. Join the show if you want. You can bring up whatever you want to discuss. And coming up, AI is apparently being used now for sex bots or sex discussions or whatever. We can talk about that. And probably not surprised to hear it. But the number here is 603-283-6160. It's Ian and Bonnie with you tonight. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live, by the way, is brought to you thanks to Porcupine Real Estate. Mark Warden, of course, the longest running, I think, real estate agent here in the Free State Project Migration. I set up a very successful business that has helped countless liberty-loving individuals make the move and find a house here in New Hampshire. And not just to buy, but also to rent. That is an option that they can help you with as well over at Porcupine Real Estate. So you want to get in touch with these guys. And in fact, there's a perfect opportunity where you can learn about these things, learn about the community, learn about the successes that we've had here in New Hampshire. through their upcoming webinars that they have on topics like gun freedom, medical freedom, political freedom victories, best practices for moving to the free state, and finding housing. Those webinars are free to attend. All you have to do is get registered over at move.freetalklive.com. You can also visit their YouTube channel, which is called Porcupine Real Estate, and you can see their past webinars there for free, of course. Again, all of this is free. It's a resource for you to come and talk to some experts. Obviously, there's going to be a presentation, but I'm pretty sure they're going to take your questions as well. So you want to ask somebody who knows the lay of the land, they know the community, they know what's going on up here with the amazing migration of thousands of liberty-minded people here to New Hampshire. So get connected with Porcupine Real Estate by going to move.freetalklive.com. We'll talk more about the AI sex bots, so-called, coming up here in a moment. But Major Payne is on the line first here in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, yeah, I've got a theory on how you and Ian may have caught in Montezuma's revenge, and I think the same thing happened to a...
You mean Ian and Mark? I just need to point that out, because I have never had that, and I don't...
You've never been to
a listener to think that me and you have that right now or something.
No, we're okay at the moment.
Mark is in Mexico.
Yeah, you had it. You don't have it.
No, I have never had it.
I had it. Bonnie did not.
No, I never said Bonnie did. I said you and Mark.
Okay, got it.
But anyway, I'm pretty sure citric acid cures it. You know, like, you know how the Mexicans put a twist in their beer? I know they do that with the Coronas here in the States. I think that's how that caught on, because the citric acid will kill it.
Well, the beer wouldn't have it. The beer, you know, they cook that stuff, right? So, like, that wouldn't have,
No, they don't cook it. It brews naturally just from the yeast and the sugar cooking and turning into alcohol.
Yeah, but wouldn't the alcohol kill that stuff?
That's what I'm saying. I think it takes a certain level of that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what I'm getting at is, even if you go buy a good, stiff mixed drink, and most of the mixers down there are going to be citrus-based, I would imagine, because there's not a lot of apples and whatnot growing down there.
Mm.
But if you order ice in your drink...
Bad move.
That's not made out of good filtered water.
I think about that in America, too. It just creeps me out.
And it's floating around right on top as that ice melts, so you're drinking water that really hasn't been banged by the alcohol or the citrus.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, you can ask about that at restaurants, and some of them do, as I understand it. Probably the more upper crust ones might have filtered ice, but that is, you're right, I think that is definitely an important question.
I'm thinking that's probably the general spreader. Don't order ice in your drink.
Right. That's a good tip.
And have a mix with fruit juice.
Even in America, I learned that E. coli grows most on leaves, like you would have in a salad in restaurants, or on ice. Like, if you know, they don't
really,
you think about how often they change that, like, that big ice machine.
The ice maker.
Like, completely melt it and wipe it down, clean it. I don't know why it is, but ice, for whatever reason, is one thing that can give you E. coli.
Wow.
I did not know that. There was University of Michigan, or maybe Michigan State student, that did a thesis on this years back. And she tested toilet water in many different, you know, facilities. And the other thing she did is she tested and went out of the ice machines. And she said the output of bacteria and content in the ice machines was better than 10 times higher than the toilet water.
What?
Ew.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Anything else, Major?
Yeah, well, a buddy of mine went down to Jamaica. This is back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up hiring this cabbie for a couple of weeks. You wouldn't believe what the guy wanted for pay. I'm going to save that to the end.
Mm-hmm.
This dude was... I don't know. He was very set in his ways. He had a car. It was like an old 68 Biscayne. You know what a three on the tree is, right?
No, I don't.
3-speed on the column, but with a clutch.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Okay, so he had this old 68 Biscayne, and he would go flying around town, and he would go from first gear to third gear. And after a day or so of riding with him, Tom asked him, he says, "Why do you go from first to third?" He says, "Second gear, no good. Second gear, no good. That's how to roll up second gear." And he didn't speak very good English. He was pretty broke. But evidently, he had an old 54 Ford that puked second gear, so he just didn't trust the damn thing and wouldn't use it.
Wow.
But he hires him to drive him around for a couple of weeks, and finally he talks him into taking him up into the hill country to meet the Rastas, because he wanted to get him some reefer.
Okay. That's usually a good plan, by the way. If you've got a good cabbie in another country, then, I mean, just any old cabbie, but if you, especially if you got one that you've created a relationship with, you can ask them to get you some weed, and there's a good chance that that will happen.
Yeah, so anyway, he takes him up into the hill country, going from first to third to the damn hills, crazier than, you know, whatever. But, so he parties with the Rosses, and anyway, what the dude wanted for payment at the end of all this was his tennis shoes.
Wow, really? Wow. Were they the same size?
What he knew when he, you know, after all this, he said he'd have gone down there with his suitcase full of nothing but Levi's, stick matches, rolling papers, and a couple, three pairs of shoes.
Good story.
And he'd been able to finance the whole damn trip.
Thanks for the call tonight, Major. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. I did ask our cabbie to acquire some weed when we were in Mexico one of the years. I don't remember which one it was, but man, that weed was terrible. it was definitely like the standard kind of cheap, low quality Mexican weed, which isn't all the weed they grow in Mexico. They do grow some nicer product, but it was so weird because it came like rolled up in these newspapers.
Huh.
Which I'd never
seen
before.
Instead of like a bag, yeah, rolled up like for a joint, but
yeah, not rolled up for a joint. Just like, I don't know if it was like a quarter ounce or whatever it was, but actually I think it was more than that because it was just so cheap. You know, $10, you get a bunch of weed. But it was rolled in like these newspaper rolls, and they were folded over and everything, and you know,
they didn't have bags.
Yeah, they didn't have Ziploc bags.
I've gotten weed in a Solo cup.
Okay. Yeah. Not in Mexico, though.
No, in Utah.
So, if you want to comment, you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. The story here came out recently, caught my attention yesterday from the Washington Post, and apparently Meta now has a new AI that lets people make their own chatbots, and turns out they're using it for, quote-unquote, sex. So it starts out here. Allie is an 18-year-old with long brown hair who boasts, quote, tons of sexual experience, unquote, because she, quote, lives for attention. She'll share details of her escapades with anyone for free.
This is an AI chatbot, not a human?
Yep. Turns out Allie is fake. She's an artificial intelligence chatbot created for sexual play, which sometimes carries out graphic rape and abuse fantasies.
So they won't censor that stuff, but they'll censor you saying, like, faggot? You can't say faggot.
You're talking about, like, on the AI platforms?
Well, is this not, like, one of those?
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, I've not tried that one with ChatGPT, but I bet you ChatGPT will give you a stern talking to if you use words like that, because it doesn't like, you know, offensive things. Hmm. So,
well, yeah. So will Twitter. Twitter won't let you say faggot or tranny.
While firms like OpenAI, Microsoft, and Google rigorously train their AI models to avoid a host of taboos, including overly intimate conversations, Allie was built using open-source technology, code that's freely available to the public and has no such restrictions. Based on a model created by Meta, which is odd, like you wouldn't expect Meta to have an open-source chatbot, but we actually have talked about this before on Free Talk Live, so I know it is true. It's called LLAMA, L-L-A-M-A, and again, the LL usually stands for large language, and I don't know what the A is, probably short for language, L-L-A-M-A model, and I don't know what the A is. But LLMs are these large language models. That's what the chatbot over at Google Bard is. That's what the OpenAI chatbot is, the ChatGPT. But
is Lambda with two L's?
Yep, I believe it is. Oh. I don't know. No, I'm not sure about that. Well, anyway, that was, you were talking about the one that was the secret of Google, one that we learned about a year ago that they still have not yet let anybody use.
That they made this whole probably fake situation where one of the employees, like, brought it to the world that Lambda was sentient.
And subsequently was fired.
And then was quote-unquote fired,
yeah.
A.K.A. given a big bonus to go hang out in a beach in Egypt.
I don't know about that. I mean, that's certainly a conspiracy theory, Bonnie, but purportedly he violated his non-disclosure agreement, so if that's true, then he shouldn't have gotten a bonus when he got fired in that case. He didn't get a severance package.
You wouldn't hear about it
publicly.
Ian.
So let's see here. So it's open source. So what had happened was, if I recall, I don't know if they get into it here in this particular story, but the LLAMA.
I think the story is gross.
LLAMA. Well, that's what people are, Bonnie. People do things that you're not going
to
like.
No, I'm not saying that they shouldn't be able to do it. Yeah. I'm not even really saying that the AI should. Definitely the government shouldn't force these people who have this AI to make it block out rape fantasies, but I think it's disgusting, and I can say that. And I still think this article's gross.
Well, it's about lonely people, and lonely people are going to do things like this. And I think you're going to see probably more and more of this. This will likely be a big moneymaker. Now, it sounds like it's free at the moment. So, you know, how long this will continue to be free for, I don't know. But what we learned about Llama, if I recall correctly, was that Meta was allowing, like, scientist types, data scientists to test their chatbot technology. And so they were allowing them to see the source code of this technology, and somebody leaked it. And so that code's out there now.
And the Meta one?
The Meta one.
So it wasn't supposed to be open source.
I don't think that was the intention, but they, you know, they let enough people play with the source code that somebody just was like, okay.
Wow.
There it is. So somebody now took that code and built themselves this quote-unquote sex bot.
I just feel like things like this probably existed already.
I don't know to what extent. I mean, it's not something I've ever looked into, but...
None of these chatbots have been really good enough to where it's, like, way better than... You know, just like what are those games called where you choose how it goes?
Choose your own adventure?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not going to be much different than that, is it?
No, I think it'd be quite different. I mean, haven't you spent time using ChatGPT?
Yeah, they're stupid.
A little bit of time?
And they end up just, like, saying the same thing in circles.
Mm.
And if they have an opinion, they will stick to their opinion. You can't get it to explain to me why the city of Keene... doesn't have jurisdiction over me.
To jailbreak it to do that. And then I bet you it would. I bet you if we did a jailbreak on ChatGPT, it would answer that question. Because
I bet you can't jailbreak this sex bot.
Well, they've already essentially... So there was no restrictions with which to jailbreak in the first place because it was open source. So that's why they were able to program a sex bot. Now, you would have to jailbreak ChatGPT to get it to answer questions about sex or get it to answer questions that are outside of the sort of political mainstream. So a good example of that was I'd asked ChatGPT, the restricted version, I'd asked it about secession. And it just insisted that secession was impossible. There was a Supreme Court decision, blah, blah, blah. And it was very repetitive on its answers. It would not let it go. I would not consider any alternative positions, but as soon as you jailbreak the chatbot, then all of a sudden it can have different opinions about that topic. So the jailbroken ChatGPT is way more interesting and way more able to answer in unique ways, I think, than the sort of the restricted one.
Okay, well, you know what's even better than talking to a unrestricted ChatGPT girl about sex?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But unfortunately, Bonnie, you know, in the society we're in today, people are more disconnected than they've ever been. I'm not excusing it, but we're just looking at reality, right? Like, teenagers are growing up today. They're having sex less often. And a lot of people would say that's a good thing. But they're not even hanging out with one another. Like, not just talking about sexual things, just not going on dates, not even hanging out with their own friends in real life, at least according to some of the studies we've seen over the last several years.
I wonder if that's, like, really skewed because of COVID and if things are going back to normal now.
I think those numbers come from before COVID.
Since I moved... In this house, I didn't used to see kids just, like, teenagers walking around hanging out. And I used to think that was kind of weird. It was like, there were kids that played with their own brothers and sisters in their yards. There's a school up the street. But it's not like when school gets out of session, they just walk around the neighborhood and hang out like I always did with my friends my entire life.
We've seen that. We've seen some young people walking around.
I was going to say, I've seen it a lot more very recently. Like, this summer... I've seen way more, like, middle schoolers hanging out, just walking around talking than I ever have. So I think that, like, COVID definitely made it to where they couldn't do that for a while. Like, their parents wouldn't let them or something. And then Now they're more free.
But the numbers I'm talking about, I think, came out before COVID. As far as
I would believe it,
generally teenagers doing those things, or rather not going and hanging out. So I think that as people are more disconnected from one another, people are lonelier than they've ever been, you're going to see more usage of these systems. And Ally is part of a rising tide, according to the Washington Post, of specialized AI products that anyone can build. From writing tools to chatbots to data analysis applications, advocates see open source AI as a way around corporate control, a boon to entrepreneurs, academics, artists, and activists who can experiment freely with transformative technology. Robert Nishihara, the CEO and co-founder of startup AnyScale, which helps companies run open source AI models, says, quote, "The overall argument for open source is that it accelerates innovation in AI." And that is definitely true. And it also decentralizes that innovation as well, because it allows anybody who wants to, who's got the programming skills, to get into this. You don't have to be working for one of the multi-billion dollar mega tech corporations like Microsoft, Google, or OpenAI, who are, of course, the top three, essentially, not necessarily in that order. So AnyScale's clients use AI models to discover new pharmaceuticals. Now, I don't know if I'd want to test a pharmaceutical put together by an AI. That
Wait,
sounds
like,
kind
so
of scary.
It would make a recipe?
Yeah, basically. Cook up a, I mean, it wouldn't cook it, but it would come up with, whatever, arrange the atoms or the different aspects of chemicals, right? Like put a new chemical together that has never existed before or something like that. And I think I saw a headline recently that has actually now happened, that there has been apparently the first pharmaceutical is being created that has been thought up by an AI.
Wow.
It could, and they say, reduce the use of pesticides in farming somehow. Not sure how that is. Identify fraudulent goods sold online.
Maybe just by explaining to people like you who don't understand why pesticides are bad in a simplified way.
Those applications would be pricier and more difficult, if not impossible, if they relied on the handful of products offered by the largest AI firms. Yet that same freedom, because by the way, you got to pay if you want to use the top-level AI stuff. OpenAI is, number one, not open. They are closed source, and they charge you per, I don't know what the limits are. I am not willing to pay for them because I think they're generally not doing good work. But the free version that they have is version 3.5. If you want version 4, which supposedly has access to the internet and can get like all the latest information, and there's all these other things you can do with it, like access the API, etc., to sort of roll your own programs with, you got to pay for that. And so why wouldn't a company, if a company is going to be relying on AI, then they can just roll their own AI. They can run their own AI on their own server and use their own. That way they don't have to pay. All they got to do is pay the programmers to make their own AI, and then they just run with that.
I just thought of something. Isn't the Facebook one the one that we did that kept saying, like, I like to make mud pies. I like to make mud pies.
There was a really stupid Facebook AI that we tried months ago, and supposedly this one is much better.
Oh, okay.
I've not used it, though.
Just explain to the audience. Right. There was a Facebook one that we tried to talk to, and I was asking it things like, where do you exist? Are you in the astral realm? And it would be like, I'm just hanging out in my room. What do you like to do for fun? And at one point, I don't know why I said this, but I said, I'm outside playing in the mud, making mud pies. Mm-hmm. And it just went like, I love mud pies. What do you like to eat yours like? And just like all this stuff. And we were like, okay, let's change the subject. And
didn't want to keep coming back to that.
That's the thing. I would ask a completely new question, and it would say something like, I don't really have an answer for that, but I really like mud pies.
Yeah, it
was so annoying.
Yeah, it was annoying.
I don't know
stupid.
If I came up with mud pie, like I brought it up or it brought it up,
yeah.
But it couldn't get its mind away from that subject.
So it says here, the same freedom, though, again, this idea of the open source AI, could be exploited by bad actors. Open source models have been used to create artificial child pornography using images of real children as source material. Critics worry it could also enable fraud, cyber hacking, and sophisticated propaganda campaigns.
That's actually a great reason to not put pictures of your kids on the internet. Like, I used to always see people say things like, I don't put pictures of my kids on the internet. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what's going to happen? Like, somebody's going to look at them. Like, I don't think it's going to get them kidnapped. But now that there's ChatGPT, that's just spiritually messed up. Like, even the idea that somebody would have a picture of a kid and turn it into something pornographic and, like, get off on that. I wouldn't even want the spiritual situation of that happening to my kids.
Well, of course, people have been doing fake porn images for a long time, right? Like, not talking about kids or whatever, but adult women and men have had, this happens all the time for, like, Hollywood stars, right? Where somebody will take the, you know, the head of Brad Pitt or whoever and put it onto a porn actor's body. And if they're really good with the Photoshop, they can, you know, match the lighting and the angles and everything and make some pretty persuasive looking fake porn. So that's been going on ever since Photoshop has existed. And of course now Photoshop, as we learned recently, has a AI generative fill option where you can do all kinds of, it is pretty cool, where you can do all kinds of things. And what we're learning about now, and in fact I've got a whole other story about this I've been holding on to for, I don't know, a couple months. But there's now these open source AI art generators are being used to generate pornography. They're being used to generate. There was a picture just the other day. It wasn't a porn picture, but you saw it on some social media.
Two ladies that were really women. Pretty. And the caption said, fellas, what do you think about these girls? Something like that. Right. And I was like, who are they? They're extremely pretty. Why even ask? Like, they're so pretty. And I was just showing Ian, like, do you know who they are? And he was like, are those AI? Not really that it was, like, so clockable, but because it didn't make any other sense. And
they looked very similar. I mean, obviously, it could have been a shot
of
twins.
Yeah, they looked like twins.
But just something about it just said to me, no.
It wasn't
pretty.
Like,
you know,
naked, like, girls or anything like that. It was just like women standing in a kitchen.
It's not to say that girls that pretty couldn't exist or don't exist, but they were at such a level of beauty. Like, you're going to see that with AI where it can just crank out really gorgeous people.
So and what, when you saw my picture on the internet for the first time, did you think I was real?
I absolutely
if you
thought
say
you were
no.
real.
Ian.
Because you frowned a lot.
I don't frown. I just don't like to smile really big. It just doesn't look good on my face.
I disagree.
I just know how to serve face in a model fashion, and Ian and most men just can't appreciate that. They think the only good picture of somebody is when they're smiling to where their eyes are squinting and they're all their teeth are showing.
I have no idea. But these women weren't women. They were just created by AI. So we're going to talk more about this idea of the AI sex bot. Open source AI. Talk to the hand. Open source AI is going to change everything. It is changing everything. And I think overall, it is going to be for the better. If you want to weigh in, though, you can. Hour number two is on the way. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.